Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 486 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we're going to discuss the Apprentice Showcase for the Humana Festival this year, which was Wondrous Strange, and that was by Martina Mayock, Meg Marishnik, J.H. Park, and Jen Silverman, and I have Martina Mayock and J.H. Park in the interview, so we're going to get in that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
Alright, so I'm joined by the playwrights of the Apprentice Showcase, Wondrous Strange, and say your names for me so I don't butcher them.
Martina Mayock, J.H. Park.
All right, welcome, ladies. How are you doing today?
So early.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We all had a party last night, and then this morning met at 8 a.m.
So this is my eighth year coming here. So I've learned, you know, because I had a couple of Sunday mornings. So I've got at least sound. You know, the guests can sound how they sound because it's their party, but I at least got to sound like a human being. So I say this, and I want to throw this out there with all sorts of wonderful thoughts and love and positive vibes, but I just have to ask, what's wrong with you guys? To come up with such great material that's so dark and twisted and wonderful. So how did you get roped into this, and how did the theme come about, and all sorts of things?
I feel like I'm not really sure how they, because they chose the theme, which I was actually pretty exciting, I think. I think ghosts are like inspiringly theatrical. Like there's always so much you can do. In terms of like, I mean, they just asked. I mean, they just asked us sort of.
They reached out and said, "We're doing this thing. Do you want to do it?"
Yeah.
And then when I think after all of us said yes, then they told us who else was doing it.
Yeah.
Which was very cool.
that could have been bad. Luckily, we all liked each other a lot. So
it was a good group of women.
Did you know each other kind of before, or know of each other before?
Yeah, we all knew each other, I think.
I think I had met everyone except Meg, who's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And it wasn't able to be here this weekend. But the world of playwriting is very small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, I think it was Laura, said last, so Martina and I were at a thing in Ashland together last week.
Yeah. I see G.H. more outside of New York. We both live in New York, but I see her more outside of New York than I actually do in New York.
But Laura said something like there's 1 degree of distance between every playwright, and I think that's right.
So
how did the process work? Did you guys you get to spend time with the apprentices, I guess, and then was then you write and come back, or did that work for you guys?
We came out for 5 or 6 days in September and did a workshop with the apprentices and the amazing director Marty Lyons.
And Jess Reese, the dramaturg.
And Marty and Jess are like the heart of this project. Yeah. And John Rooney, who runs the apprentice company, that keeps it all together. And then we did a little bit of writing.
Yeah.
And then came back in December, I think,
for a week. And that first week was like, you know, it's like an impossible project to have four playwrights to sort of write these things. So we just spent like 5 days just like scaring each other. Like in the Actors Theater of Louisville offices, was the fourth floor that like they found like this like mannequin graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
There's
oh,
like wow. a bunch of mannequins. So of course, like, you know, and we like did Bloody Mary and like all these questions came up. Like if you do Bloody Mary, like, you know, in the theater, does it still count as like actually kind of Bloody Mary? So like, what are we?
Because we're just acting.
What are we doing? And the Galt House was totally haunted. Like, I was so convinced that the Galt House was haunted during the whole time. So it was like really fun and inspiring and just like a big slumber party for 5 days. And we did some writing. And what we were told to do is we were all supposed to write four pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So two like 10-minute ones and then 2 3-minute ones. And then, you know, it was going to come down to what sort of suited the show in terms of the arc and you know, needing a certain amount of like humor here or scary or whatever. And so we didn't know actually what was going to be chosen. So we did that in the space between September and December, the December workshop.
It was really cool. I've never done something like this before where we were all seeing the same stimulus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then writing... some of the little pieces were also in response to each other or in response to the needs of the show. And so to see these callbacks over the course of the evening is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So who kind of, was it kind of the committee? They kind of go, here, we're going to do this. And then here, create kind of the through line? Or did someone outside go, okay, these pieces come together?
It was Marty and Jess.
Yeah, yeah.
In intense.
Intense selection process. Yes. Yes.
By themselves, and they were on the ground here more than we were, so they knew the apprentices really well and knew what the shape of the evening wanted to be more than us. We were, in some ways, writers. Not in some ways, in a lot of ways, writers work in isolation so much, and so. We were responding to each other, and that was so exciting. But there was no way, unless we were here the whole time, like Marty was and Jess was, to be able to do that. So we trusted them, and they did an amazing job.
They did, because I mean, it really felt. I mean, you saw the individual pieces, but it did feel like a very workable, cohesive whole, which I thought was enjoyable.
That's great! Yay!
Yay! I mean, yay! I mean, you know, sometimes the showcases can be hit or miss, you know, and just because of the process of how it is created, you know, and this was, I really enjoyed it. So what were your pieces?
Mine was The Encounter, which was the man who goes to the psychic, and The Watchman, who's the monologue with the snowman.
Mine was the opening piece, the goat piece, and then the internet piece, the one with the computers, and then the little tiny sliver in there of the girls playing a game that goes wrong. And then Jen Silverman wrote the bonnets piece, the end.
Nice.
And the Ghost Bros.
Oh, my
favorite.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
And then Meg Marushnik wrote the wonderful creepy bug. Mm-hmm. And I think it's called
The Holler.
The Holler. Yeah, The Holler now. Which was the piece about the gentrifying
slaughterhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, happens in every city, right?
Right, yeah.
So now are you going to be gothic writers?
We were talking about some scary shit last night.
Yeah. I feel like it's all, ghosts and, like, the supernatural and these, like, things that are inexplicable. Like, I think they're always, they're in all of our plays in different ways, I think, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about gothic, but, like, which I think we all kind of traffic in the supernatural.
Right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
So how do you think this process has helped you as a writer?
It felt really... Not that writing is ego-full, it actually is not, but this felt particularly egoless, I think, in the process, because, playwrights don't make a lot of money, but the one thing we own is our words.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this felt much more about giving the apprentices something that was a fun or scary or dramatic. And so I felt way less attached or controlling about the outcome of this, which I think is probably a healthier thing to carry over in my other playwriting life.
I just sort of want to serve them because they're so nice and they're so eager and talented, and this is their one chance sort of to show off the hard work that they've been working at this theater since, I guess, like April or August or something like that, and usually it's behind the scenes, moving furniture, and this is like their chance to show what they can do, and so I did sort of want to serve that and give them something that, like, showcased them well.
Outstanding. I'd say, so the dreaded question, what's next for you two?
Oh, that's a fun question. That's an easy one.
Okay. Well, I said sometimes it'd be like,
it could depend on the situation.
Yes. Right.
They're like, I'm writing.
Well, Martina has a hit show in New York through the end of the month. That's wonderful.
Oh, my show Ironbound is playing at Rattlestick in New York, and it's extended until the 24th, so I'll get to actually... It was supposed to close this weekend, but I'll actually get to see it in 2 weeks, close. And then I'm headed to Williamstown Theatre Festival. I'm doing another a world premiere of a play called Cost of Living there this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're all over the place. Yeah.
I think we all are. This life is so weird. I'm going to write a little bit of a residence in Florida for 2 weeks, and then I'm going to this new Sundance Lab in June to work on this crazy piece I have with a designer. I have a couple of small regional productions of this play called Peerless, and then this play called Hannah and the Dread Gazebo is happening at Oregon Shakespeare Festival next year.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Hey, actors. Want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah. Use your name as your domain name. Check out Dreamhost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive 2 domain names with your web hosting package purchased from Dreamhost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Again, thanks go out to the Wonder Strange playwrights, Martina Mayock, Meg Marishnik, and J.I. Park, and Jen Silverman. And, of course, Martina Mayock and J.I. Park were the ones in the interview. So thank you, ladies. Next week, we're going to focus on Cardboard Piano by Hansol Jung, which will continue our coverage of the 40th Humana Festival of New York American Plays. Again, if you've had a thought about a show that you liked or disliked or wanted to see again, share that with us by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282, or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, @inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we're going to talk to Hansol Jung, and we're going to discuss her play, Cardboard Piano. So until next week, this is John Malden saying... Hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease.
That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.